we hear the funny Brummy again?
Sure.
It's the one that sounds like Rachel.
Mm.
Actually, can you do the line in, and then I'll be Rachel talking about it.
Okay. It's thought to be a... This is the Super Casino story, all right?
Yeah.
It's thought to be a straight fight between Blackpool and the Millennium Dome in London. At the moment, Britain's biggest casino is in Birmingham.
I think it would be a shame to lose the title of everything because China out here in Birmingham. What with me coming from Kidderminster, which is in Birmingham, I know that we like nothing but it and spend our hard-earned money at the casino. I personally like roulette, and I'll put £5 on red, and I'll put £5 on black. And I've got to be honest, most of the time, I walk away with money.
In other news this morning, but that sounds all right.
Yeah. Embarrassing for Rachel, dear. She said Kidderminster's in Birmingham.
I know.
Can we actually hear the real clip?
We think it's a good idea, really. I mean, a bigger one. It's, you know, be better. That's not...
That's you, Rachel.
How can you say I sound like that?
I think it's a good idea, really.
Anyway, there's nothing wrong with that accent.
Hey, listen, I'm not being racist.
Mm.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's a funny accent.
Are we having a Brummy moment?
No, we don't discriminate.
Don't, it'll be all over the papers, Rachel.
We think it's a good idea, really.
Chris's Brummiest.
I think it's lovely accent.
Mm, me too.
But different accents say different things about people, don't they?
I know. And what does that say then? What's my accent say about me?
Do you know? Well, do you want me to say it? I'll be honest. I think most accents in the UK, including mine, including the Leeds accent, the Yorkshire, I think most accents in the UK make people sound thick.
See, I disagree. I think particularly the northern accent makes people feel sound really friendly.
Right, you go to Leeds, right, and I'll introduce you to women who talk like that. Everything on the same level. You can't work out whether they're really happy or really, really angry because everything's the same tone. Tracy! Tracy! She can't hear me. She can't hear me. Tracy! She can't hear me. Now, is that the accent of a NASA engineer? Can you imagine... Houston, we got a problem. Hey, don't worry about it. What are you on it? Brian's fixing it now. He'll have some results for you in a minute. Chill out, will you? It's not going to happen, is it? NASA run by Yorkshireman, please.
This is why I get into such trouble with the Norwich accent. Because the Norwich accent to me is... it's a very traditional accent for that area, isn't it? And you wouldn't sort of hear their accent in any other way. And a lot of people are very proud of their accent. But to me, you know, like you, I think it makes you sound...
Stupid?
Not stupid, that's too harsh. But, you know, it's that kind of...
Do you really want to go down that road again?
Well, no, in the same way Chris has just said that generally most regional accents make the speaker sound, you know, not that intelligent. That's obviously rubbish because lots of people in Norwich are very intelligent.
Where were you born, Carrie?
Barnstable in Devon.
Right, in Devon.
Mm.
Imagine, you know, when the day finally comes and you breathe your final breath and your soul floats up to heaven.
Yeah.
Not Devon.
No, heaven, sorry. And you met at the pearly gates.
Yeah.
And weirdly, because you've done good in your life, God himself comes out to meet you.
Yeah.
And as you stand there and you open your soul-like eyes... And you see this amazing bright light, and as you focus, you see that it's God's face himself, the being that is God. Yeah. Whoever your God may be, whatever religion you are, there is God. And he looks at you and he says, I thought you were going to play something.
I'm trying to play it.
He looks at you and he says,
yeah,
in the strongest Devon accent,
All right, my lovely. Welcome to heaven. We've got a rape party going on in here.
See, like that.
Mm.
Wouldn't be right, would it?
Or God could say.
We think it's a good idea, really.
Yeah. Timing is everything.
Again, just a split second behind you.
Anyway.
Does that tick our regional boxes?
Yeah, that means that the regions have been well catered for this morning.
Serviced.
Does that mean God has every accent, then, depending on where you come from?
He's
when you go up there, he'll just talk to everyone in...
Now then, lads, we've been expecting thee. How are you? Jenny, all right? Fancy brew? Oh, don't mind him, he's Barabbas. He's a bad one.
B.A. Barabbas.
No. Ian.
Right, anyway, I think we've sorted out regional accents. Yeah. Now let's move on, shall we? The Chris Moyle Show.